Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Alrighty, Michigan State is 3-0, but their defense can't stop anything. USC has scored 165 points in three games. Is there a fix for the Spartans' defense for Saturday night?
Well, okay, if just looking defensively, there's always a fix. And sometimes you're just hoping for some drops from the other team. That's not a fix for the defense, but it's blitz. It's create turnovers. When you are tackling a ball carrier, running back or receiver, gang tackle, rip, scrape, scratch, claw, do whatever you got to do to get that ball out, create more opportunities for your offense. The best fix for this defense is Aiden Childs to go out there and score as many points as possible.
It feels like shootout's their only shot. You're right, though. You got to disrupt, stunts, press, blitz, take chances, understand you're going to get beat, but you need to disrupt and force a takeaway or two.
Well, you guys think USC is going to hang 40, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Michigan State did win a game this year where they allowed 40. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the keys to this game is how good is USC's offense. If USC's offense is very good, Michigan State's in big trouble.
Well, sure. I mean, that's why the spread is, what, 18?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And growing.
Michigan travels to Lincoln. John's going to be there to take on the Cornhuskers on Saturday at 3:30. Is a 3:30 start the best start time for a college football game?
No. It's 8 p.m. under the lights with a full day of buildup and the perfect environment.
You're disgusting. It's noon.
11
it's
o'clock.
Too late to stay up.
Yeah, if it's Central Time Zone, which I'll be in, it 11 a.m. Absolutely, that's the best time. And here's why. And I actually 3:30 may be the least desirable. I don't like night games, but 3:30. If you're going to the game, then you have to leave at halftime of the previous game, and you don't get home until halftime
Most
of the
people don't
of the
go
other
to the game,
game,
though. That's my question here. It's like, for me, a 3:30 start is perfect. It's ideal for a day, especially with a family. Usually, you got your stuff out of the way with the kids and stuff. But more so, I think it's the background. I think as you get into late September and the sun starts to set, and you get the shadows the horizon sort of, you know, where the sun's not completely getting in.
Oh, sure. Take a great picture.
And 8 o'clock sucks.
Guys, prime time is prime time. It's where you put your best. It's why Death Valley at night. It's why the whiteout is at night for Penn State. There's a reason the best matchups have the atmosphere at night.
Michigan, Ohio State, noon.
I like it. I mean, look, yep. It doesn't bother me, but I prefer 3:30 just for the setting. All right. Clemson is 1-2 with losses to LSU and Georgia Tech. And their one win was against Troy, and that thing could have been a disaster. They were down 16-0 at the half. Is Dabo Swinney really on the hot seat, or has he built up too much equity to be fired?
Way too much equity to be fired. No, he's not on the hot seat. And some people will say, well, he's not winning a championship this year, so fire him. Okay, I always ask the question, who's next? Who's going to be better? Especially in this era of all of the best college coaches or coordinators don't really want to be there anymore. They want to go to the NFL. Who is next? Clemson isn't a perennial powerhouse. Dabo has made them a perennial powerhouse. They've won the conference 7 out of the last 10 years. They've won a national championship. Is there somebody that they're going to hire that's going to be better?
So it's always convenient when you do 7-10. You could also say two of the last four, and you could point out they've lost three or more games four consecutive seasons on their way to five consecutive seasons. They have lost steam. They're going in the wrong direction. I don't think they're going to fire him, but the act that he's infallible, he's no longer the coach he once was.
I'm not saying he's infallible. The question is, should he be fired? And the answer is no.
I think no yet. I think there might be his... The way he tied himself to Klubnik. Klubnik was a humongous recruit for them. Everybody thought Clemson is going to... He's got his guy like Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson again. And it hasn't worked. And you know what it reminds me of? Is Harbaugh hooking himself to Shea Patterson for so long.
Yeah.
You know? Don't let your quarterback take you down. Because he clearly hasn't performed the way he was expected to. All right. The Lions had three big issues after their loss to the Packers. It was the O-line, the D-line, and the coordinators. They did a great job of correcting these issues against the Bears. But which of these issues remains a concern for you?
D-line. Davenport's hurt. We already didn't think they had enough there. Can they win one-on-one consistently? No. That's my biggest concern still.
Yeah, it's D-line. There's no question. The offensive line performed better. And the coordinators, I thought, have performed admirably. We liked what we saw from John Morton, this offense, obviously in week two. And, you know, I've liked some of the adjustments that Kelvin Shepard has made in-game. But then you look at that D-line, and it's the same thing. They're not putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And four sacks late in the game when you're up by 30 points, that to me is at a minimum what you should get. But when you don't know if you're going to have Davenport, and then you still say, we're good, you're not.
No.
I say I still got a little question out there about Kelvin Shepard, and I think, you know, it's his job to make this work without Davenport. He is an inexperienced coordinator. I love what he had to say after the game, after the Packers game. I mean, look, I'm kind of just trying to be a little bit different than you guys here, but I think this is an interesting spot for Kelvin Shepard going against Lamar Jackson to see what he can do against the Ravens offense. 10 teams are 2-0 and 10 teams are 0-2. Don't be too obvious here. Give me a little creativity.
Come on, dude.
Seriously, you're gonna say the Chiefs. Okay. I know you are. So give me a 2-0 team that misses the playoffs and give me an 0-2 team that makes the playoffs.
All right, I'll go ahead and change my answers because I was going to go Bengals Chiefs, which is, I mean, it is. OK, you ask an obvious question, you get an obvious answer.
Sorry.
All right. So if I'm going to go ahead and change on the fly, the 2-0 team that doesn't make it, I'll just say it's Indianapolis Colts. I mean, I don't know how much of the quarterback play you can trust. I don't know how much of it, like, is it? For real, Daniel Jones, really? But he's performed great. Maybe the best quarterback in performance in two games. So if you're making me change my answer, I'll say them. And the 0-2 team, the Houston Texans.
Cardinals are my 2-0 team that doesn't make it. You have three 2-0 teams in the West. I like the Niners and the Rams more, so process of elimination. And look, for 0-2 teams, the Chiefs are the obvious one. If you're not going to do the Chiefs, the next one is the Texans.
I agree.
So I'm
going
to go Texans then.
Yeah.
All right. That was a stupid question.
No, it's not a stupid question. You just got the right answer.
I'm going with Arizona and the Chiefs.
Okay. Yeah.
Obvious.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Derrick Henry ranks 18th all-time in leading rushing yardage in the NFL. He trails Emmitt Smith by about 6,700 yards for the number one spot. Where will Henry end up on the all-time rushers list? Will he even pass Barry Sanders?
Okay, warning, math alert. Going to do a little bit of number crunching on this. He ran for 1,900 yards last year at age 30. That's an anomaly. I went back since his first 1,000-yard season, and that seven-year span, he averaged 1,450 a season. If he does it this year and the next two, it gets him to 1,600. It passes Barry, and it puts him third all-time.
So I came up a little bit shy of you, and again, alert math. I think he hits over 1,500 this year. And then in whatever combined years he runs, I'm just going to say two more after this. If he averages 1,200 yards, he does pass Barry, but he comes up a little bit shy of Frank Gore. So I think he's in the 15.5 to 16K total yards. Yeah, so he ends up fourth.
I'm with John, or Jim. I think he will pass Barry by a little bit, but fall short of Walter Payton. I think we've a little bit overlooked just what a specimen this guy is. Seriously.
I don't think we've overlooked that at all. I mean, he's pretty obvious that he's a hell of a freak.
He is a horse, man, for this day and age in NFL. All right, finally, the big news out of the NFL last weekend was Joe Burrow's out for 3 months with turf toe. A little bit of a benefit for the Lions coming up in a few weeks. Jake Browning is now the Bengals starting quarterback. Should the Bengals trade for Kirk Cousins?
No. And it's a simple answer. I don't even think they're questioning that in Cincinnati, because first of all, it's not a turnkey. You don't just insert quarterback and he knows offense. Like, it would take weeks for him to get up to the speed of where Jake Browning is. Plus, what are you getting for the money? You might not even be getting a quarterback that much better than Jake Browning. So no, I don't even think they're considering it.
But that's why you bring him in, to try to get him up to speed so you have options. It's certainly better than adding Sean Clifford to your practice squad. I mean, come on.
How's he still getting chances? I will say this, John, where I disagree with you is I agree with you most times in terms of getting up to snuff with the offense and all that stuff. But they do have two weapons at receiver that would make his job a lot easier. It's a unique situation.
No question. But in this offense, you're going to have to score 30-plus points a game because your defense is going to give it up. I don't think he comes in, even with those two weapons, and is able to do that.
When Jake Browning last played, he wasn't anything special, right?
No, but was Kirk Cousins anything special last time he played?
I'm just giving myself options at that point. That's all I'm saying.
Browning's the perfect guy that if you suffer a QB injury for 2 to 3 weeks, he can help you survive. But for this Beyond amount that, of games?
Yeah. No, I know. No. Yeah, but it's not. I don't even think it's an option.
All right, there's your Thursday touchdown, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers?
Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.